that this woman, 1.63 meters tall, was weighing only 27 kilos, that is 59 pounds, 59 and a half pounds, when the police found her.
然后他们这两个孩这两个儿子就把他的母亲锁起来，把他让他挨饿。你知道这个曾经是 1.63 米高的女人，当他们警察发现到的时候，她只剩下27公斤重而已。
The reason why the police found her is because one day she, before she died, she managed to call for over the phone to the operator for help.
为什么警察可以发现到的就是在她临死之前，她终于能够可以打到电话去报警。
When the police arrived and they rushed her to hospital, she couldn't be saved. She was already too far starved to be able to be saved.
可是当警察到了，把她送去医院的时候，她已经是饿得太过了，已经不能够把她的生命挽回。
The two sons, and they were not kids. One was 22 years old, the other 25 years old. Of course, then charged with first degree murder.
这两个孩子虽然也不小了，一个是25岁，一个是22岁，当然他们是被控谋杀。
Do you understand this? A father killing a son, a son's killing the mother. What kind of world do we live in?
你可以理喻解释吗？一个父亲竟然把他的儿子打死，两个孩子竟然把他的母亲活活的饿死，我们根本不可以想象。
These may be extreme cases, but they do reflect something in the human heart.Of extreme selfishness.
可能你会说，这是一些比较极端的个案。可是这个可以表示，就是人的自我都非常的强。
If the son gets in the father's way, too bad for the son.
只有那个做儿子的阻碍他的父亲的话，然后父亲就会生气了，就会对付这个孩子了。
If the mother gets in the son's way, too bad for the mother.
同样，只有那个做母亲的对孩子构成一些的。阻碍的话，那个孩子也会对他的母亲不好。
These instances cause me to think, is it really possible for human beings to build up a friendship with one another?
这次的情况让我想起一个问题，就是到底人与人之间能不能够可以建立一些真正的友谊呢？
If the closest human relationships are not the basis for friendship, what is?
假如最亲密的亲情不可以构成友谊的话，什么东西可以帮助我们呢？
This yesterday's newspaper in Straits Times, I see something called an account where the fiancé is killed. In other words, two people have a relationship, they're not yet married, they are in a fiancé relationship, and...The girl comes onto TV giving the report in a police interview that her fiancé was murdered by two men.
就是在昨天的《海峡时报》里面，我看到了报刊里面就谈到这个一个两个已经是订了婚的这个未婚妻，她上了电台接受访问，她说她的未婚被两个年轻人杀害。
And on this TV interview, which is shown here, where she was crying and pleading for help to capture the murderers of her fiancé.
然后她在电视的访问里面，她声泪俱下的去请求人帮助她找到杀害她的未婚夫的凶手。
She said that they had a dinner together. She and her fiancé had dinner together. They went out to a quiet lane.And they were driving, and then they overtook somebody, and that person was so mad in the car that was overtaken that he came out and stabbed her fiancé to death.
然后他说，就是那天晚上他们吃过了晚餐之后，他们就两个驾驶在一个比较近的路上，然后他们的车就超前了另外一辆车，然后因着这个缘故的话，在哪一辆车的人呢，就出来就把他的未婚夫杀害。
The turn of events was that the police, having investigated the matter, charged her with the murder.
然后事情的奇妙的转折就是， 当经过了查问之后，那个警察所以控告的就是这一位未婚妻。
The whole story was fabricated by this woman.
原来她只是在伪造这一个故事。
And she herself, for reasons not given here, had killed her fiancé.
事实的实况就是不懂为什么是她自己把她的未婚夫杀掉。
How do you build friendship in a world like this?
你想想在这样的一个世界里面，我们怎么样去建立友谊呢？
In the very next item, in the same newspaper, it says the doctor threw his wife out of the third story window because he lost control of himself.
然后在同一段的报道里面有另外一个报道，就是有一个做医生的丈夫，他因着他可能是精神错乱了，他就把他太太从三楼里面推下去。
What kind of a world is this?
你说想到底我们活在一个怎么样的世界上？
I give you all a variety of situations, father, mother,sons, daughters, here, fiancés, whatever. Seems in every area there is an amazing level of betrayal.
我告诉你这些关于父子啊，或者是母子啊，或者是未婚夫妻，就是夫妻之间，在我们看到就是这些事情是根本不可理喻的。
Is there such a thing as a self-giving friendship?
到底这个世上还有没有一个可以说是牺牲的？
Is there a truly genuine relationship among people possible?
人与人之间到底有没有真情的存在呢？
If it's not even possible, then talking about friendship as we are doing now is surely a waste of time.
假如世上根本没有所谓的真情的话，我们在这里就是浪费时间而已。
We have to understand that human nature requires a radical transformation before friendship is even possible.
我们要明白一点，就是人是需要一个极大的改变才能够帮助我们去交朋友。
You have to understand that in a selfish relationship each wants to take from the other and in the end neither has enough.
我们要了解的是在一个自私的情况，以自我为中心的情况，就像我只是为我自己，这样的话根本不可以有一个真正的友谊存在。
In a self-giving relationship both give to each otherAnd both have more than enough.
可是在一个愿意付出的情况之下的话，相信就是两个都可以得到，也得到的非常的足够。
Now that sounds logical, but in practice we find it so difficult to do.
这个听起来是非常的合情理，可是在事实上是非常的难得到的。
Yet this is the only kind of friendship that God is interested in.
可是这个就是主唯一所希望、所喜欢的友谊。
I would like you to be perfectly clear. This is the central point of my message today.
我希望你完全的清楚的了解这个就是我今天所要分享的中心点。
So that if you forget everything else I say, you need to remember only this one thing.
就是你忘记我今天所讲的，我希望你只记住这一点。
God is looking for friends.
神在寻找朋友。
And in several thousand years of history, I can tell you, he has found very few.
在几千年的历史里面，我可以告诉你，神找到很少的朋友。
That is why those people in the Old Testament called friends of God can be numbered as on a few fingers.
也就是为什么在旧约圣经里面，有些可以能够被称为神的朋友的话，是寥寥可数。
One could speak of Abraham, for example.
我们可以谈到亚伯拉罕。
Maybe Noah.
或许是挪亚。
Maybe Moses.
或许摩西。
A few of the prophets.
或者有几个先知。
And then we run out of names.
那我们就数不来了。
These few were acknowledged as friends of God.
这几个被称为神的朋友。
That means God was friend to them.
换句话说，神是他们的朋友。
But through the years, through the centuries, through the millennia.
可是几千年下来。
Very few.
很少很少。
Because of human nature.
因为人的本性的关系。
This is one thing that also grieved me.
这点也是令我非常的伤痛的。
What's the use of having a whole church full of people?
我们为什么就是教会坐得满满的又怎么样呢？
When they are not friends of God.
假如他们都不是神的朋友的话，坐满了又怎么样？
How many friends of God are there here today?
今天我们在座当中有多少可以说是神的朋友呢？
How many have fulfilled the requirement of being his friends?
我们有多少个能够符合神的条件，神可以称为是朋友的呢？
He gave us the condition very clearly.
神给了我们很清楚的把他的条件 给了我们。
Words that are so familiar to every Christian that I hardly even need to quote the references. For example, in Luke chapter 10, verse 27.
事实上神的 也有清楚的指示，我也不需要当我提了。比如说在路加福音第十章二十七节里面。
Or for example, in Mark chapter 12.
或者是马可福音十二章。
Verses 30 and 31.
30跟31节。
You shall love the Lord your God.
你要尽心爱你的神。
With all your heart.
你要尽心的去爱。
With all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的去爱你的神。
Familiar?
很熟悉的。
Very familiar.
非常的熟悉。
So never say that you didn't know what was the condition of friendship with God.
所以你不要说啊，我不知道做神的朋友的条件是什么。
Nothing less than that is acceptable to God.
我们的要求就是要符合这一个条件，这个标准。
If I asked anyone here.Who has fulfilled this condition to raise your hand? I wonder how many were there to raise your hand.
假如我问你，你符合了这个要求吗？尽心、尽意、尽力的去爱你的神。只要你符合的话，你可以举手。我想有多少人会举手呢？
Now I wouldn't embarrass you now to ask you to raise your hand.
当然我不会叫你举手，使你尴尬吧。
Because I think very few in good conscience would dare to raise their hand.
因为我相信我们很少会。有这个的胆量说啊，我已经符合了这个要求。
That's why I said, if what's the use of a church being full of people when not one even dares, or very few would dare to raise their hand to say, I love God with my whole being, and I can prove it with the life that I live.
所以也就是为什么刚才我所说的，就是我们教会做的满满的又怎么样呢？我们有多少个能够真正的从心里面说，我全心全意的去爱我的神
？In other words.God has made it perfectly clear.
换句话说，神已经很清楚地告诉了我们
that there is only one way that we can be friends with Him.
我们要做神的朋友，只有一个途径。
It doesn't mean He will never come to our help if we are not His friends.
当然不是说，假如我们不是神的朋友，他不会来帮我，不是这个意思。
Such is God's graciousness that He helps us even when we are not fulfilling His requirements.
神的恩典恩慈是那么的大，就是我们不是他的朋友的时候，当我们有需要，他也会来帮助我们。
That is his kindness.
这个是神的恩慈。
But the fact that he helps you doesn't mean that you are his friend.
可是就是他帮助我们，也表示我们是他的朋友。
You miss something.
我们可能损失了一点东西。
You miss everything in life.
你可以说在生命上我们损失了很大，损失了一切。
God offers His friendship.
主伸出他友谊之手。
But whether in the Old Testament or in the New, He has made it perfectly clear. You want to be my friend, you must love me with everything you got.
不管在旧约圣经或者在新约时代里面，神也表示得非常的清楚，就说你要做我的朋友吗？你要全心全意的去爱我。
Now, I mentioned right at the beginning of this message.
我在讲到开始的时候已经说过了。
When these three dear brothers, Pastor Boone and his brothers, responded to God's call to this friendship.
当陈牧师他们三兄弟去回应神的时候
to love him with everything they got.
他们愿意把他们的尽他们的一切去爱神
They put behind them their professions.
他们把他们的职业
Their whole life.
他们把他的生命放在一边
If this was not in order to respond to God's call in these words to love Him with all they've got, what did they respond to?
他们这样做主要的目的就是要回应神的这个呼求，就是说要尽心尽意的去爱神。
In the meantime, their father has come to see what was the point of that in the first place, what they did.
然后他们的父亲就明白到底这个的意思是什么。
And now we see that he too wants to respond to God.With everything he has.
现在我们也看到，就是他们的父亲现在也愿意的去学习去爱神。
But that means that something has to change within.
当然，这个表示就是在人的内心里面是需要改变。
Something of the self has died.
那个自我是需要死去。
That selfishness had to go.
那个自私要挪去。
Now let me say this: some of people in the past they surrendered their selfishness.
那我会告诉你的时候，在我可以告诉你，就是有在以前有人可能把他们的自私丢下。
What is called dying to the self.
这个就是向自我死去。
But as years went by, they began to take back the self again.
可是时间过去了，他们慢慢的就把他们的自我也捡回来了。
Unfortunately, that happens too.
很不幸，这样的情况也有。
And some decide that the cost of serving the Lord is too high.
有一些他们觉得啊，侍奉神他的代价太大了。
The friendship with God is too costly. We better return again to the world.
他们觉得跟神交朋友，与神为友，这个代价太大了，他们情愿跑回去这个世界上。
Unfortunately, that does happen.
很不幸的是，这样的情况也常常发生。
And sometimes after many, many years of being in the full-time work.
有时候可惜的就是，可能他们已经在主的工作里面过了好一段日子了。
And I can tell you that all of us in full-time have been tempted along those lines.
我可以告诉你，坦白说的就是，我们在神的工作上呢，很多时候我们都被这个诱惑来引诱。
Sometimes we feel maybe it's cost us too much.
有时候我们觉得可能代价实在是太大了。
Maybe we should pull back a little bit.
或许我们可以去可以退后一点。
And then we hear the words of the Lord in Hebrews, He that draweth back, my soul will have no pleasure in him.
可是我们就记得主耶稣，神在希伯来书里面说，就是退缩的我不喜悦。
Speaking of friendship, the most powerful picture of friendship we have in the Bible is that of Jonathan and David.
谈到友谊，在圣经里面谈的最强烈的一个例子，就是约拿丹跟大卫的例子。
I would encourage every Christian to read very carefully those passages, the 6 chapters in particular, from 1 Samuel 18 to 24.
我会鼓励大家回去看《撒母耳记上》18-24章里面关于大卫和约拿单的记载。
This passage is something that every Christian should read over and over again, familiarize yourself with it.
这段经文实在是基督徒应该常常去看的，去明白的。
Because, as you know, the friendship between David and Jonathan is proverbial. It's famous.
我们可以知道就是大卫跟约拿单这个友谊是非常的有代表性。
Their utter commitment and giving to themselves one to the other.
他们互相的完全的委身是非常的完美。
But what most Christians don't realize.
可是很多基督徒不看不到的。
Is that that is actually a model.Of the friendship which should exist between the Christian and the Lord Jesus.
可能我们看不到，我们忽略了，就是这个应该就是我们跟神的关系的一个模式来的。
That is why so many chapters are devoted to it in the Bible.
也就是我们在圣经里面有详细的记载。
It is not meant to be some exceptional relationship. That is to be the normal relationship of every Christian with the Lord Jesus.
这个不是一个例外的例子，而是每一个基督徒跟神所应有的关系。
I will just give you a few quick examples since our time is almost gone.
因着时间的关系，我就会给你一个很快的，给你几个的例子。
If you read the conditions of discipleship that the Lord Jesus mentioned, you will immediately realize, if you are a perceptive reader of the Bible, that it is saying exactly the same thing as the words in Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
只要你对读圣经的时候你有多一点了解的时候，就发觉到事实上这个跟在生命记第六章里面所讲的也是一样，就是你要尽心尽意尽心尽力去爱你的神。
So when the Lord Jesus says, for example, in Matthew 10:37, He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, it's saying exactly the same thing.
所以当主耶稣在马太福音第10:37里面他说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，主耶稣所说的也是同样。
That is to say you have to love me with all you have, and that means if you love anyone more than me, you haven't loved me with all.
所以主耶稣今天所说的就是你要爱我过于一切，只要你有其他的东西你所爱的是胜过我的话，你不配做我的门徒。
Now when you look at the relationship between Jonathan and David, you see that is exactly what happens.
所以当你看到约拿单跟大卫的关系的话，你就看到这个就是正是这一点。
You will see that Jonathan did not love his father more than David.
你可以看到约拿单爱大卫多过他爱他的父亲。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because Jonathan recognized that David was God's anointed.
Because 约拿单了解 大卫是神所高立的。
No, David, the Messiah is actually called David sometimes, just simply David.
有时候弥赛亚也是被称为是大卫。
And I think you know that Messiah is the Hebrew word for Christ.
你也知道弥赛亚就是基督的希伯来文。
Christ is the Greek form of Messiah.
基督就是弥赛亚的希腊语。
In other words, in establishing a relationship with David, Jonathan was establishing through David a relationship with Christ.
换句话说，通过约拿单跟大卫的关系，他也跟弥赛亚建立了一个友谊。
You know very well, of course, that Christ is descended from David.
你也知道，基督是从大卫而生的。
That's why in Christmas songs you will hear David mentioned in City of David and so on.David is, of course, here the father, the ancestor of Christ and the symbol of Christ.
也就是为什么在圣诞节里面，在圣诞歌里面常常谈到城里的大卫，也知道耶稣是大卫的后裔。
The Lord Jesus also says, "He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me."
主耶稣也说，凡爱子女过于爱我的，也不配做我的门徒。
And Jonathan did not love his sons or daughters more than David.
约拿单也爱大卫多过他自己的儿女。
In fact, he didn't even love himself more than David. He denied himself in loving Jesus, in loving David.
事实上，为着他对大卫的爱，他把他自己也弃绝了。
You know how he denied himself?
你知道他弃绝了他自己是什么意思吗？
Because Jonathan was Saul's son.
因为约拿单是扫罗的儿子。
Saul was king of Israel.
那时候扫罗是以色列的王。
What does that make Jonathan?
这样的话，约拿单是谁呢？
He is the crown prince, of course, heir to the throne.
他当然他是能够继承王位的人了。
But in supporting David, he surrendered his own throne.
所以当他要支持大卫的时候，换句话说，他只是把他的王位也丢了。
In surrendering his own throne, of course, his son also will not get to the throne.
当然。当他自己丢弃王位的话，他的儿子也没有这个继承王位的福分了。
Verse 37 of Matthew 10, He who does not take up his cross is not worthy of me.
在马太福音第十章38节里面说，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
His friendship, Jonathan's friendship with David was a heavy cross.
约拿单对大卫的友谊对他来说代价非常的大，是一个非常重的十字架。
Because he aroused the anger of his father against him.
因为因着这个，他把他的父亲惹怒了。
His father was furious with him, even called him all kinds of names because of his loyalty and friendship to David.
因着他对大卫的友谊，因着他对大卫的忠心，他父亲非常的生气。
In fact, his father was so angry with him that that Jonathan risked his own life in loving David.
有一次你可以说约拿单也冒着他生命的危险来爱大卫。
Just like that father who killed his son, Saul, he too had his problems, and he could well have done that too.
就好像那个愤怒的父亲把他的孩子杀掉，有一阵子扫罗也差点把约拿单杀掉。
The Lord also said in Matthew 16 verse 34, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and follow after me.
主耶稣也曾经说过，就是若有在马太福音十六章二十四节里面，主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now that's what we saw exactly what Jonathan did.
这个就是我们看到约拿单所做的。
And he did follow David. He wanted to follow David, though he himself was heir to the throne.
虽然他能够有继承王位的部分，可是他愿意的，他也很想的去跟从。
He said to David, when you become king, let me have a place at your right hand. He was to become king himself, but he gave the throne to David gladly and said, I will stand at your right hand as your follower, as your servant.
他很乐意地把他的王位交给大卫。他说，当你继承王位的时候，求你纪念我，让我坐在你的右边。
This is self-giving friendship.
这个是一个自我牺牲的友谊。
Early on in his friendship with David, he even took off all his armor.And his sword, his helmet, everything, and he gave it to David. In other words, in doing that, from a military man giving all his equipment, is giving his dearest and best to his friend.
在之前他有一阵子他竟然就是把他的武器他的刀剑也交给大卫在一个军人来说这样的话就是把他一切也给了大卫
What is more of course his armor was not the armor of a common soldier
当然他的武装的设备不是一个普通的士兵的武装来的
It was the armor of the crown prince
这个是一个王子的武器
And giving over his armor, he was giving his own place to David.
换句话说，当他把他的军服给了大卫的时候，他是把他的王位也给了大卫。
In Luke 9:26, the Lord Jesus says, "Whoever is ashamed of me, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory." And Jonathan was in no way ashamed of David.
在路加福音第九章二十六节，主耶稣说。凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里，并天父与天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。在约拿丹跟大卫的友谊里面，约拿丹从没有把大卫当作可耻。
When I say that, don't think it sounds easy not to be ashamed of David.
你说不要把大卫当作可耻，不要以为是那么容易的一件事。
Because David at this time was an outlaw.You have to remember that.
你要记住的是，在那个时候，大卫根本是被驱赶的。
He was a nobody.
他是个无名小卒。
In fact, he was treated by Saul as a criminal.
事实上，在扫罗的眼中，大卫只是一个罪犯。
And David was running for his life.
大卫常常都要逃命。
With Saul repeatedly trying to kill him.
扫罗一直的要追杀他。
To be associated with a criminal, an outlaw.
跟一个犯人连上关系。
But Jonathan was never ashamed to let his father know that he loved David.
可是约拿单从来不觉得是可耻，他也让他的父亲知道他爱大卫。
He even tried to convince his father to accept David back.
他甚至去鼓励要他的父亲接受大卫。
So I say to you.That here you see the model of discipleship.
所以我告诉你，就是你这里看到做门徒的模式。
A self-giving friendship.
一个自我付把自我牺牲付出的友谊。
Unspeakably beautiful.
非常不可以描述的美丽。
This is the importance of the Jonathan David story in the Bible.
这个就是大卫约拿单的故事那个的漂亮的地方。
That's why I try to show you what the Lord Jesus says. If you want to be my disciple, if you don't understand all this terminology about denying the self and so on, just look at the Jonathan David model and you understand it. What Jesus is saying is this. You want to be my disciple, you learn from Jonathan.
换句话说，当主耶稣谈到门徒的要求的时候，他说你要放下一切来跟从我。假如我们觉得这个太深了，我们不明白的话，主耶稣就说：“你要做我的门徒吗？你学学约拿单吧。”
You can't be a, you don't want to be a Jonathan, you won't be my disciple. You are not worthy to be my disciple.
假如你不能够做到约拿单所做的话，你不配做我的门徒。
To be a disciple is to be his friend.
做主的门徒就是做他的朋友。
Now you can see why I said there's only one kind of person God wants as a friend.
也就是说，刚才我说，神只要一类的朋友。
And that is the kind of person who can deny himself and love him, that is, love Jesus with everything he's got.
那个就是愿意舍弃自己，完全的去爱神的，那一个才配做神的朋友。
The Lord Jesus often said to those who were listening to his preaching,
主耶稣常常对听他讲道的人说,
You hear and you listen, but you haven't heard what I said.
你听,可是你听不见。
You look, but you don't see.
你看，可是你看不到。
You think, oh, those poor people, I see, they don't see.
然后你就说，那些可怜的人啊，他们听不到，他们看不到，可是我看到，我听到。
I think that the Christians are blind.
可是我想，可能基督徒他们是盲的。
They haven't heard what Jesus said.
他们听不到主耶稣所说的。
So I'm saying it as clearly as it's possible to be said today, and let nobody ever say they haven't heard it before.
所以我今天我希望我真的去清清楚楚地告诉你，你知道过了今天，你不会说啊，我不知道，没有人告诉过我。
Today we talked about you've got a friend.
今天我们说你有一个朋友。
But friendship is a two-way relationship, not a one-way relationship.
可是朋友是相限的关系的，不是单方面的。
You cannot have a friend without being a friend.
你不可以拥有一个朋友，除非你自己也是一个朋友。
That is the whole point.
这个就是事情的重点。
And God has said, if you want to be my friend,
主说，只要你要做我的朋友。
This is the condition.
这个就是那个条件。
The question is not whether he is a friend. That is not an issue.
问题不是到底神是不是你的朋友，这个不是根本不是我们值得谈的。
But there will be no two-way relationship unless we will be his friend.
可是除非我们成为神的朋友，不然的话我们根本够不上一个友谊的两方面的关系。
And the only way to be his friend is what he told us.
我们怎么样才能够成为神的朋友呢？就是他所说过的。
You must put away your selfishness.
你一定要把你自己的自我拿开。
And then you love me with everything you have like Jonathan did.
就好像约拿单对大卫一样，你全心的把你一切去用你的一切去爱神。
Then you will enter into a new kind of life of friendship with God that you have never even known was possible.
这样的话，你就会能够跟神进入一份的友谊，是你以前从来没有经验过。
And you will become one of those very rare specimens in the history of the world who can be called friends of God.
你这样的话，你就会成为在历史上啊。寥寥可数的被能够有这个福分，能够荣誉被称为神的朋友。
You will be one of those few stars in the heavens, in the spiritual heavens, like Abraham and Moses.
你就会成为那个在历史上少数的星星的发亮的星星一样，好像亚伯拉罕，好像摩西。
This friendship with God is a privilege not granted to angels.
与神为友这个福分，神没有把这个福分给了天使。
It is offered to men.
这个是给人的。
And yet, as I said, out of millions, there will be only one.
可是，正如我所说的，可能在百万中，只可能有一个。
2 million people came out of Egypt to go to the promised land.
200,000人离开埃及进入应许地。
How many entered the promised land out of that original 2 million from Egypt?
在那200,000人里面，有多少个能够进入应许地呢？
Two.
两个
literally one in a million.
根本是一百万人之中只有一个。
As far as friends of God is concerned, I wonder if there will even be one out of a million.
谈到神的朋友，我在想，到底在一百万里面有没有一个呢？
Let me tell you one last story, and then we have to close today.
让我在结束之前再告诉你一个故事。
What struck me this the headline of this particular item.
这一个的新闻的提要把我也吓了一跳。
As you will realize, I use the stories as parables.
你留意的是我用这些故事作为一个比喻。
Just like the Lord Jesus told parables, which were simply stories.
就好像主耶稣他讲比喻，他讲预言，就好就是一些故事。
And if you look around you, there are parables everywhere.
只能你用心的留意看，在我们的周围里面世上有很多的比喻。
That's why the Lord's parables were all about everyday life things.
所以你留意到主耶稣的比喻就是日常生活上的事情。
That's why the newspaper is a very good source of parables.
也就是为什么报纸事实上是一个很好的我们看比喻的途径。
And I was struck with a title of this newspaper title from the Hong Kong paper called the Hong Kong Standard.
我在香港的英文虎报里面看到这一个的这一段的新闻，我被他的头条吸引住。
It says the man who couldn't kill himself.
他说这个人他不能够杀自己。
Well, killing oneself can't be that difficult.
然后我就想自杀不会这么难吧。
Maybe he was a coward, that's the real thing.
可能他是个懦夫吧。
So I looked at the story.
然后我在看这个故事。
And concerned the person whogradually slipped into alcohol.
那谈到一个人他慢慢成为那个酗酒的。
He was a journalist who gradually lost everything through alcohol, including his wife.
这个是讲到一个新闻的从业员，因着酒的关系，他慢慢的连他的妻子也失去了。
And he felt that there was nothing left to live for.
那他觉得生命对他来说没有什么意义的。
And he sunk into deep depression.
那他就非常非常的低落。
So one day he took his shotgun.
有一天就是把他的手枪拿出来。
Shotgun. What do you say? I don't know how to translate that one. Shotgun. It's a gun, it's a rifle with two barrels in it.
是用一个
是蜡枪 actually. It is a hunting rifle.
蜡枪。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a It's used for shooting because you can use different kinds of bullet ammunition in it.
它可以放不同的子弹在里面。
And these kinds of hunting rifles, 拉枪, they have two barrels side by side, sometimes one on top of the other, sometimes side by side.
这种的拉枪是有两个管子的。
So he put his bullets into these two barrels.
他把那个火药就放进那个管子里面。
And he held it to his mouth.
他把那个枪对着他的口。
He opened his mouth, of course, and he put the barrels into his mouth, facing upward to his brain.
他张开他的口，把他的把枪的枪口对着他的口。
Now the thing with this kind shotgun, these rifles, is you can pull one trigger or two at the same time.
这种的拉枪就是它有两个可以发动器。
And so he pulled both triggers at the same time.
他把发动器两个一起的挪动。
I don't know if you know what is the power of one of these shotguns.
不知道你对这种拉枪的了解有多少，知不知道这种威力有多大
？I tried one and I was impressed, I have to say.
我尝试过，我觉得这个非常非常厉害。
I once tried a shotgun firing at an old fridge out in the garbage dump in Canada.
有一次我在加拿大的时候，我就把一个猎枪对着一个旧的冰橱来发射。
There was this old white fridge standing there. I fired it at the region from here to where the wall is. I fired the shotgun at it.
可能就是那个冰橱就好像从这里到那个墙壁那个那么的远度吧。然后我就把猎枪辣枪对着那个发射。
Using a spray type bullet.
然后我只是用一种发射的子弹。
这个子弹会。散出来的
一种可以散出来的子弹。
And then when it hit the side, I was amazed. The whole side of the fridge or washing machine collapsed in.
当那个子弹碰到那个冰橱的时候，我很讶异的就是，它把碰到它的门的时候，整个都散出来。
The whole thing went in sideways, like curved right in with the force of that blast.
那个力度那么的强，以及到整个的冰橱的门都凹进去。
Can you imagine what it does to your brain when you fire it right to the top of your head?
这样你想想，就是你用这样的强力来对着你自己的脑袋来发射的话，那个效果会怎么样？那个后果会怎么样
？Of course, he was convinced that you literally blow his brains out.
当然，他也知道这个一定会把他的脑袋也开化了，真的。
Well, amazing things do happen.
当然，很奇妙的事情有时候是真的会发生的。
And he did blow quite some of his brains out, as a matter of fact. They were all over the ceiling.
当然，他也把他的脑袋有一部分也真的散开了，满到天花板上。
The strange thing is he didn't die.
可是奇怪的是他没有死去。
And then he was, of course, rushed off to hospital. And anyone hears the blast of a shotgun, it's very, very loud. And of course, that draws attention.
当然，听到那么大的一个枪声的话，人家引起人家的注意了，就把他赶去送去医院里面。
And they did what they could for him.
他们尽力的去抢救这个人。
And he recovered.
他竟然能够复原。
But the amazing thing is not that he didn't die.
那个奇妙的不是单说他没有死。
The thing what happened was that his whole character was changed as a result of it.
更奇怪的就是因着这一件事，他整个人都变了。
He became a very happy kind of person.
他竟然成为一个乐天派。
You would have thought that he would have become a cabbage, even if he lived. He would have become so brain damaged as to be non-functional.
那有时候我们想，经过了那么大的一个震荡的话，他可能就是他能够活过来，也成为这个植物人了。
But no, he recovered.
但是没有，他竟然能够复原过来。
The only effects left on him was that he was blind in one eye.
那个事情的结果就是他有一个眼睛瞎了。
And he had a limp in the left leg.
那左脚受伤了。
Apart from that, he recovered fully.
除了这两个之外呢，他是真的完全的复原过来。
Of course, they had to put a metal plate into his mouth where the hole was.
当然，在他的里面有一个洞，里面他们需要把一个金属的片放进去。
But what happened is what in medicine apparently is called a prefrontal lobotomy. That is, in some mental cases, sorry, I can't translate lobotomy, I'll just have to put that means that in some mental patients, they perform an operation on the brain, which is called a lobotomy, which then causes a character restructuring.
那奇妙的就是他们需要在医学上有一个的医学的治疗, 就是白色的金属片放在上面, 你知道他的性情也改变过来。
And it seems that with the shotgun, unintentionally, he performed this surgery on himself.
很奇妙的就是因着那个蜡枪的关系, 他好像是自己的把这样的一个的手术跟自己进行了。
Amazingly, he also lost all desire to drink alcohol, so his alcoholism was also cured.
更奇妙的就是他竟然连他酗酒的这个习惯也治好了。And
he became a very cheerful, positive, outgoing kind of person.
他变成了一个非常的乐观、非常积极的人。Well,
when I read this story,
当我读了这个故事,
I thought to myself,
我跟我自己说,
isn't that amazing?
是否很奇妙呢?
That in attempting to kill himself, he made himself into a new person.
在他尝试自杀的里面, 他竟然把自己变成了一位新的人。
He destroyed the old person and became new.
他把他自己的旧的他致死的, 你知道他能够成为一个新的人。
A person who never had friends before because of his unpleasant disposition now had lots of friends.
一直他不好的性情, 他没有朋友, 可是现在他有很多的朋友。
Because now he became a friendly person, a person who would be a friend to others.
因为他现在成为了一个非常友善, 也是别人的朋友, 你知道因着这样子, 他也有很多的朋友。
The old selfishness somehow disappeared because he was willing to put himself to death.
那个救我, 他的自私的那个性格, 已经没有了, 因为他竟然愿意的把自己致死。
Of course, I'm not at all suggesting we should all, you know, change our character.
当然我不是提议说你要把一个蜡枪把自己自杀,我不是这个意思。
But what we can see is that unless the old self is dealt away with, we cannot really have God as friend.
可是我的意思就是,除非我们真的把我们的救我自死,不然的话,我们不可以成为神的朋友。
That is what it means to die with Christ, to be crucified with Him.
这个就是与基督同死,与基督同钉十字架的意义。
And so enter into a whole new way of life.
你知道我们能够进入一个新的生命。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们用祷告结束。